This is Taking Stock with Pim Fox and Courtney Donahoe. Listen on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Now available free for both iPhone and Android devices.
All right, if you want to build something, how about building a house? Well, you could probably do it with the proceeds of Lennar. The shares of Lennar, they're based in Miami, Florida, the stock is up 88% this year. They reported that its quarterly profit more than quadrupled, demand for new houses climbed, and real estate recovery gaining traction. Let's find out more from Wilkes Graham. He is Senior Vice President, Compass Point Research and Trading. Wilkes, good to have you with us here on Bloomberg.
Thanks for having me, Pim.
All right. So as I said, Lennar stock up 88%. Can it go higher?
That's a good question. Actually, I think if you look at some of the other builders that are out there that have reported in recent months, they're up as much as 180% this
year. That's
right. We really liked the home builders about a year ago, but after this move, we put out a piece last week, an industry piece that shows that the building sector as a whole, the home builder sector, is trading at about 25 times right now versus a range of about 8 to 10 times pre-bubble. So what that tells you is that these stocks are pricing in effectively almost a guaranteed pretty high growth rate of 30 or 40% for the next 3 or 4 years. And while that is possible, and certainly we would all love to see a housing recovery of that magnitude, we do see, you know, real risks on both the supply and demand side that may prevent us from getting there.
All right. So what do you do if you want to play in this housing recovery, but you've been late to the party?
If you're late to the party, as much as we may not agree with these valuation levels, we understand why we are where we are. We understand there's investor enthusiasm around housing. We have two names that we do like. One is Pulte, ticker PHM. Pulte is the only name, because of their acquisition of Syntex back in 2009, that has any mortgage repurchase risk. However, we think all of that risk is priced in. We think there's maybe 20 cents to a dollar of future risk to them. And we think that, you know, that stock is really the only one trading at a discount to the rest of the group.
Let me just mention that the shares of Pulte Group down 22 cents today, $16.76. The symbol there, PHM, as they're based in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. Go ahead. I beg your pardon, Wilkes.
Sure. We've got the entire space trading. I think it should trade at about 20 times. We have that one at about 14, 15 times, and it still suggests the stock could get up to $19. And then the other one is Ryland, ticker RYL. We have a $38 price target. Stock's in the $32, $33 range. And that one also trading at discounts of the group for no real reason. They're a little light on land, but honestly, Pim, if the group is going to achieve the earnings estimates it needs, everyone's going to have to buy land.
Interest rates. 30-year fixed conventional Freddie Mac home loan, 2.13%. Oh, Fannie Mae home loan, 30-year fixed, 2.75%. Can it get any better for potential home buyers?
Sure it can. Interest rates certainly are very low, but you still have, you know, a generation coming out of college now that are really either opposed to buying or can't afford the down payment. I can tell you that for 50 years, we averaged a little over 1 million new households a year, and over about 50 or 60% of those were buyers. Since the end of 2006, we've averaged about 600,000 new households, and 140% of those have been renters. So we've actually been net losers on the home ownership side. Interest rates are very, very low, but mortgage lending standards are tight. And certainly unemployment remains an issue.
Exactly. That's a point I wanted to key on there. It doesn't matter how low the interest rate goes. If you think that you may be out of a job in 3 months, 6 months, 1 year down the road, and there is a lack of confidence, a lack of clarity, surely, too, that has to hold back sales.
It does. And, you know, unemployment remains an issue. And I'll give you another issue. Pricing has actually done fairly well this year. We've seen pricing on existing home sales and new home sales increase. One concern that is out there is if pricing rises enough, the 10 million of the 50 million mortgages out there that are underwater, none of those underwater homes are on the market. And if prices rise enough to where they're, you know, those homeowners start to gain some equity, they may start to put their homes on the market, will increase supply, and then may actually bring pricing back down a bit.
Unintended consequences, perhaps, Wilkes Graham.
That's right.
You mentioned Ryland Group and also Pulte Group. Those are your two favorites in the housing sector right now. What could go wrong?
Well, I think several things could go wrong. One, we mentioned the underwater issue. Mortgage lending standards need to loosen considerably to tap into that 20 to 30, maybe 22 to 35 year cohort. Construction costs are starting to rise. Lennar talked today about how lumber prices are up 25% year over year. So there's a lot of risks out there that need to be addressed. And one last risk that hasn't really played a factor at all this year is there's about 6 million delinquent loans out there. We say there's about 2 million in foreclosure, another 2 million or so headed to foreclosure. That shadow supply that we call 4.5 homes or so hasn't really affected the market so far. They've either been scooped up by investors or they're really just such bad quality that they're not competitive product. But there is another wave of foreclosure, expected to come late this year and into next year. And it remains to be seen if that increase in shadow supply does affect the market.
I want to thank you very much for joining us. Wilkes Graham, Senior Vice President, Compass Point Research and Trading, joining us from Washington, D.C. He picks Ryland Group and Pulte Group, two housing stocks he thinks are going to continue to rise in value.
You can listen to Taking Stock weekday afternoons at 3 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2012, Bloomberg LP.